Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pendleton. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Thorpe. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sibby Sisti. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ebba St. Clair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joey J. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Joey J. And now, play ball. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is called out on strikes. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton takes first base on ball four. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hatton moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Hatton moves to third. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a fly ball into left field. Thorpe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton takes first base on ball four. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Braves. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Thorpe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thorpe hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball towards right. Pafko catches it and throws to first to double up Marshall. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joey J is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. J hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops it up and throws to first, with Nuxhall covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Nuxhall moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Pendleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bell strikes out. Two outs. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Klusowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 1 in the game. Greengrass takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greengrass moves to third. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreth hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock catches it and throws to home to double up Greengrass, who tagged and tried to score. Marshall moves to second. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Thorpe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Thorpe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thorpe is 0 for 1 in the game. Thorpe hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisti hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nuxhall for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair is 0 for 1 in the game. St. Clair hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Jay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jay is 0 for 1 in the game. Jay is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pendleton hits a pop-up towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Klusowski hits a fly ball into center field. Pendleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Greengrass hits a fly ball into center field. Pendleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 2 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthews strikes out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Logan moves to third. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Logan scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Braves. Bob Thorpe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thorpe is 0 for 2 in the game. Thorpe hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreth hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 3, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.